Blog Talk Radio.
Warning, warning.
Attention all cupcakes, lollipops, and landlubbers. This is your captain speaking. The battle for truth and justice is before us. Batten down the hatches and prepare to blast off into Deep Space Nine.
Warning, warning.
Pleasure Cruise, where we are dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom for everyone. Not just this group, not just that group, but every group, everyone. If you are a citizen of the United States, you deserve and you are forwarded the same freedom as everyone else. Everybody. All right, we got a lot to talk about this morning. A lot to talk about, of course. There's liberal on planet Earth. There's always a lot to talk about. Well, today's top headlines. Again, BLM, Black Lives Matter, is still a domestic terrorist organization. I'm never going to let up on them. I never will. They are a domestic terrorist organization, just like Antifa. And I got the numbers right here. Right here. These are the FBI's numbers. I don't compile them. You don't compile them, the FBI does. And it shows that this Black Lives Matter, these protests, are based on false pretenses. It's bogus. This whole thing is bogus. It's not real. There's no systemic racism. Maybe in the Black community, I see more racism in the Black community than I see in the white community. But, I mean, I can't say that because that makes me a racist. And all these problems, systemic racism, they're happening. That's right. Democrat-run cities. Gee. How much police brutality and systemic racism do we see in Republican-run cities and Republican-run states? Well, not really a lot. Not really a lot. But yet, here we are, blaming Donald Trump and all of his supporters. Well, I'm not going to let go of Black Lives Matter. We'll cover that. Always first off. And Trump now finally says that Black Lives Matter is a Marxist organization. Yeah, you think? It's about time he said something. You can't say anything about Black Lives Matter. Oh, my God, you're racist. Well, no, you're not. You're telling the truth. But today, truth is racism. We're going to cover the George Floyd arrest like we did Tuesday. And I have the autopsy report. Not all of it. But I have the report that showed all of the drugs that was in this guy's system. And after watching all of the police body cam videos, murder? No. I cannot go there. I cannot go there at all. And we'll cover that. The Portland police chief now. It's enough is enough. Really. I'm getting sick and tired of these police chiefs and these mayors saying, oh, enough is enough. Really? Really, really, really? Don't you think enough is enough? Should have been enough day one? Huh? Oh, but now. Over 2 months later, oh, nope, enough is enough. Well, what enough is enough? What are you doing? What are you doing to put the enough to make it enough. You're doing nothing. Giving a speech. Oh, it's bad. Really? Wow. I'm sick and tired of these lame, pitiful, weak, just pathetic platitudes that we hear from the left over and over and over. Blah, 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 blah. Do something. Words are cheap. Anybody can speak. Good Lord. Do something about it. It should have been stopped day one. But no, they're just peaceful protests. It's all a myth. All the burnt buildings, all the burnt cop cars. All of them are theft. All the people beating the street. All the war memorials. All the statues being torn down. Streets defaced. Buildings defaced. War memorials defaced. It's just a myth. Ah, they're just peaceful demonstrators. That's all. They're peaceful. Yeah. Okay. Well, now Michelle Obama, or should I say Michael Obama, is now depressed. Oh, she's depressed. Oh, so what does that mean? Now that you're depressed, we're going to cover that, what she said. I mean, I don't know where she's getting this stuff from. I mean, she's talking about things that just simply don't exist. Where, what, I mean, liberals, they live in a totality. They things that just simply do not exist. And if you counter them and say, no, that doesn't exist, well, then you're a racist. Immediately, you're a racist because, well, you dared to prove a liberal wrong. Wow, a racist. I got kicked off of Facebook. Put in a stupid Facebook jail because I dared to mock the counterculture or the cancel culture. Makes me racist. Well, I'm getting sick and tired of that word. I hate that word. Well, Sally Yates now is throwing Jim Comey under the bus. Really? We didn't expect that. What do you think they're doing? They're throwing Comey under the bus to protect Obama. You know it, I know it, everybody knows it, and unfortunately, they're going to get away with it like they always do. Now, I know we're in this big Durham report. I really don't. How many times have we been told that they're finally going to go after these Democrats and put them where they belong, and then nothing happens? How many times has Hillary Clinton, since 93, when Bill Clinton took office, Hillary Clinton has been investigated and investigated. We know she's guilty, but still, she keeps getting away with it. Well, she's supposed to testify here, I think, in a couple of weeks. I think it's coming up here. It's coming up here. So we'll find out. And we'll find out with this Durham report. I don't have a lot of faith. You show me. Don't tell me, because I'm sick and tired of getting my heart broken here. Y'all, we're getting some of these back behind bars where they belong, and then, oh, we did a thorough investigation, and we just couldn't find any criminal activity. Really? But a guy walks down the street without a mask, oh my God, lock him up! We're going to cover that, too, because L.A. now is going to be shutting off power and water to those people who dare to have more than, I don't know, five people in their house at a time. They throw a party. Oh, God, a restaurant, they have too many people. A bar, too many people. Oh, shut the power off. But they couldn't shut the power and the water off in Seattle when they declared their autonomous zone. Couldn't shut the power and the water off then. But somebody, COVID rule, we got to shut their power off, shut their water off, throw them in jail. I mean, what the hell? What the hell is going on in this country? I mean, we are completely backwards. I mean, we are completely flipped upside down. I don't understand it. And I'm sick of it. And it's very important that we win back the House. If the Democrats take the House, then we're going nowhere. The country will go absolutely nowhere. Donald Trump can't do it all by himself. He needs you. He needs me. He needs everybody. And he needs a Republican Party acting like a Republican Party. There's too many of them in the Republican Party that are just weak. They need to go. Lindsey Graham. Never will. Oh, we had a big committee hearing. What does that mean? These committee hearings, what do they do? What do these committee hearings actually accomplish? Nothing. Sound bites for the news. That's it. They've got no power. Supposedly, they could recommend a grand jury, but do they know? What do they accomplish? They didn't accomplish anything. Sally Yates gets up there and blames Comey for everything? Okay. Well, we knew that was going to happen. They're trying to protect Barack Obama. So what happened yesterday? Well, nothing. We got sound bites. We got a lot of those. But nothing happened. And finally, the judge, a federal judge, orders New York to count invalid ballots. We're going to cover that. Right there, telling, and that's really going to show why it's mail-in voting crap, which I hate. A vote should be you show up in person. You prove that you are an actual registered voter. You are a legitimate voter, and you vote. And if you can't make it to the polls, so what? It happens. Like I've said before, I couldn't make it to the 2000 election. I was working. Started work at 6 o'clock in the morning. I was driving a cab. I had a late airport run. Came into traffic. I didn't get back until after 9. The polls were closed. I couldn't vote. It happens. There's nothing you could do about it. An absentee ballot is different. I had an absentee ballot when I was in the middle of the Indian Ocean in the United States Navy. Obviously, I couldn't get to a poll. Different. Mail-in? No. We're going to cover all of that. So let's get into this Black Lives Matter real quick. And here's why their protest, which I don't – it's not even a protest. You can't call it a protest. It's not a protest. It's a riot. They're no longer burning as many buildings and destroying cop cars and stuff, but they're still rioting. Throwing fireworks and they're not protesting. They're not protesting. And how long are we going to have these so-called demonstrations? How long are they going to go for? I mean, until they get what they want? Well, who the hell are they? Who the hell are you to demand that the entire world revolve around you, give you everything you want? Well, the crap that they're asking for no cops, no jails, I mean, they're not realistic. You know it, I know it, everybody knows it. They even know it, but they don't care. Well, here's why there's no systemic racism within the police department or really the community. And again, we're going to cover why there's more racism in the black community than there is in the white community. Whoa, wait a minute. You can't say that. That's racist. Really? Well, I got the numbers right here to prove me right. What do you have? Well, I got an opinion. Yeah. Well, opinions don't override facts. Well, see, that's another problem the liberals have. They have an opinion. You have facts. Well, you can't do that. My opinion counts. Your facts don't matter. My opinion matters. My opinion, how it is. Boy, wouldn't that be nice if you could just have an opinion and have the entire world just revolve around however you want the world to be? Well, I want the world to be a lot of ways, but it ain't going to happen. because there's a little thing called reality.
Yeah, I know, the R word.
People killed by the police in 2017. 223 black people killed by the police. 457 white people killed by police. That's double. 2018, 209. 209 black people, 399 white people killed by police. Where's the systemic racism within the police department? I don't know. 2019, 370 white people killed by police. In 2020, as of last month, 88 black people and 172 white people killed. Well, you can't use those numbers. You got to use per capita percentages. Okay, well, let's cover that for a moment. Now, these percentages they talk about, you're talking about predominantly black neighborhoods. So if there's no white people in these neighborhoods, how are the police going to even interact with white people if they're not in the neighborhood? Doesn't make any sense. That percentages and per capita, that is a bogus argument. It's a non-argument. 60% of all murders in this country are committed by black people. 60% of all robberies are committed by black people. So obviously, there's more crime committed by black people than white people. Why? I don't know. You could argue that till the second doomsday, but it is what it is, what it is, what it is. Now, on an average year, they say white people are hunting black people. Really? Wow. Let's take a look at the numbers, shall we? These are the real numbers. These are the FBI numbers, not mine, not yours. Now, if you argue with the FBI, which you can go to the FBI and you can tell them they got their numbers wrong. Good luck. On an average year, 375 black people are murdered by white people every year. 981 white people are killed by black people. 375 to 981, and you're sitting here telling me white people are hunting people? Like 3 to 1. It looks more like to me that black people are hunting white people. And we know black people are hunting black people. Just go to Chicago. Kids killing kids. But we don't get to hear about that on the news. So if you're supporting Black Lives Matter and you're out there protesting, you're protesting based on bogus numbers, something that isn't real. There's no reality. That's not reality. But that makes me racist because, again, my facts proved their opinion wrong. So I got to be a racist. Just the way it is. And now let's cover this George Floyd arrest. All riots. These peace protests. Yeah. Liberals do not peacefully protest. Never have. They're not peaceful protests. They never were. But if you watch the videos, now they're out there. And if you haven't seen it, well, look for it somewhere. You can find it. You can find it. It's out there. Well, the autopsy showed, and if you watch these videos, the body cam from the police officer, George Floyd bugging out. Obviously, he was filled with a lot of drugs, and I got it right here. I got all the stuff that he took. But he was complaining that he couldn't breathe. I can't breathe. I can't breathe. I'm claustrophobic. Can't breathe. This is when they're trying to get him in to the back of the squad car. It was an SUV. He got halfway in. Oh, I can't breathe. I can't breathe. Can't breathe. Can't breathe. Can't breathe. Mama, mama, mama. Can't breathe. But he didn't have any trouble breathing when he's sitting in his car in the front seat. He didn't have any trouble breathing then, sitting there, and he sat there for a long time. And why would you go to a store, buy a pack of cigarettes with a bogus $20 bill, and then go sit out in your car right in front of the store and sit there for over 20 minutes? Do that. Well, it looks like he was making like a drug deal, because there was people that walked up. And we saw with the other video that he had a little package of something white in it. Obviously, it could have been drugs. Who knows? But it probably was, because he dropped it out of his hand when he sat down. How the cop didn't see it when they put the cuffs on him, I don't know. But with your, excuse me. Good God, I'm choking and dying over here. But when you're watching these videos, there's two or three of them. And what the cops were doing was just, you know, I mean, he was bugging out when they first approached him. The cop says, you know, what's wrong? He was whacked out. I mean, it was clearly obvious this guy was on something at the very beginning. I mean, he was bugging out. I think, my personal opinion, and we're going to cover all the drugs that he had in his system, but with all the drugs and all the anxiety that he gave himself, probably from all the drugs he had in him, he gave himself a heart attack. Murder? No. I can't go there. And if you watch the video, and I watched it at the very beginning, I was like, I'm watching this knee on the neck, and I'm going, you know, that doesn't really look like it's on the part of the neck that would restrict his breathing. But I'm not a doctor. I don't know. Whatever. But when you also watch it, you can tell, I mean, just me, adjusting his knee to put more weight on his right knee, which was on the ground, and his left knee was on his neck. He was just putting enough pressure to keep him from bugging out and going crazy. I there's no way, if I'm a juror, I cannot convict for murder. No, I can't do that. And I hope there's a real jury out there that will see it this way. And then, of course, immediately we're going to have more riots, but you can't convict somebody just so you don't have a riot. That's not justice. That's not truth. And that's not right. Well, there was no facial, oral, mucosal. There was no injuries of anterior muscles of neck. No scalp, soft tissue, skull, brain injuries. No chest, soft tissue injuries, rib fractures. So there was no real injuries. But according to Dr. Bodden, which I've never liked him, and I've bitched about this guy ever since I started the show, 6-7 years ago. I've never liked this guy ever, 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 ever. I remember watching him once. It was something I was in high school. And I was like, oh, this guy is, you know. And it's not his knowledge that I doubt. It's his word that I doubt. All you got to do is pay this guy and he'll tell you anything and everything you want to hear. Give him the right amount of money. He'll tell you whatever you want to hear. Well, that's what he did. And you knew it was going to happen. You knew it was going to happen as soon as the family hired him. I know exactly what he was going to say. Now let's cover the drugs. Fentanyl. Whoa, fentanyl. Uh-oh. Isn't that like a real powerful bad drug? It's supposed to be. Norfentanyl, whatever that is. 4-ANPP. I don't know what that is, but evidently that's a drug. It was drug and novel psychoactive substances. So he had a lot of stuff. Methamphetamine. and methamphetamine. Hydroxy-delta-9. So, you know, he did have COVID, so maybe he was taking hydroxychloroquine. Caffeine. I mean, this guy had a cocktail of drugs. I mean, a laundry list of drugs in this guy's system.